Welcome, deep divers. So this dive, it's really tailor-made for anyone creative out there, anyone balancing that passion with, you know, the practical side of earning a living.
Right, the reality check.
Exactly. We've got this email draft here, and it's describing a brand new online platform.
Okay.
And our mission today is really to unpack what this actually offers creators, like beyond just the announcement hype.
What's really under the hood?
Yeah. We're asking, how does this platform aim to simplify things? That whole journey from idea to actually selling something.
Yeah.
Especially for creators wanting to, you know, broaden their horizons, build a sustainable online business.
Which is tough. That digital world for an independent creator, it can feel like a maze sometimes.
Totally. Less like a canvas, more like a maze. Yeah.
It absolutely can. And that's really our focus here, isn't it? Understanding the platform's main goal, and more importantly, how it actually plans to support creators in that, well, often overwhelming digital space.
Is it just another tool or something, you know, more fundamental? That's the question. So let's get into it. The platform's called Artskeeper.
Artskeeper. Okay.
And this email draft we have, it describes it as a brand new marketplace specifically for creators. Pretty clear.
Okay, that's correct.
And it spells out the target audience, too. It says artists, authors, or artisans looking for a new way to showcase their work, reach a wider audience, and grow their business.
And it's that last bit, grow their business. That's almost always the hardest part for independent creators, isn't it? It's the hurdle that turns passion into, well, sometimes just a struggle. I mean, we've all seen amazing talent just kind of flounder because the business stuff felt too much.
You're right. It's often the Achilles heel. But what kind of jumped out at me from this draft is Artskeeper's focus on accessibility right away.
Oh, okay. That's a big one.
Yeah, huge pain point. The email calls Artskeeper a free and easy-to-use platform. It even says no fees to join and no complex processes.
Free and easy.
Which immediately makes you think, okay, what does effortless actually look like, you know, day-to-day when you're running a creative business?
That's a good question. Because, you know, when you think about it, every minute a creator spends fighting with admin stuff or payment systems or website code, that's a minute they're not spending creating. So this isn't just about saving time. It's, it could fundamentally shift their potential income.
How so?
Well, every hour they get back from admin is an hour they could potentially use to make more art, write more pages, craft more items, basically boost their actual earning potential from their creative work itself.
That's a really interesting way to put it, yeah. So for a busy creator, effortless probably means things like ready-made shop templates, maybe. Stuff you can actually use without being a tech whiz.
Right. Drag and drop, maybe.
And integrated payments, definitely. Yeah. Handling the transactions, maybe even sorting out, I don't know, tax forms automatically. That'd be huge.
Okay.
Could even be help with shipping labels or keeping track of stock. It's really about removing those logistical hurdles, right?
Exactly.
So the artist can just focus on the art, not fighting with code.
Exactly. Removing those barriers. That could be genuinely transformative for some people. And the draft does list specific things you can do on Artskeeper.
Okay, like what?
It says you can sell your unique art, books, and handmade goods directly to art lovers and collectors. So direct sales, that's called.
Right, the marketplace function.
But it also says you can promote your creative portfolio and build a strong online presence.
Ah, okay. So it's more than just a shop front.
Seems like it.
Yeah.
Which kind of raises the question, what tools might they offer for that promotion part, especially if you, say, don't have your own big website already set up?
That's where it gets interesting, I think. That phrase, promote your creative portfolio and build a strong online presence, it suggests something more, well, robust than just item listings. It makes me think of customizable profiles, maybe?
Yeah.
Where you can really tell your story, a place for testimonials, perhaps?
Yeah, social proof.
Or even showing behind-the-scenes stuff, or a gallery of past work. Like, think of an author, not just selling their current book, but having a space to talk about their writing process or inspirations.
Okay, I see.
Like a mini hub.
Yeah. It sounds like building a richer online identity, you know, more than just a simple product page.
And what's really fascinating there is how that seems to connect to a community element they mention.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the source says you can connect with a community of fellow creators and customers who appreciate authentic art-based businesses.
Okay, so connecting with buyers and other creators.
Exactly. It's not just about selling stuff. It's about finding people who genuinely get what you do. both customers who value it and other creators too. It's a powerful combination.
Yeah, it is.
Getting your work seen, sure, but also fighting that isolation creators often feel. Connecting with peers, it almost sounds like, I don't know, a digital version of those old artist colonies or something. It kind of does, doesn't it? A built-in network. An audience that's already kind of pre-qualified, interested in art stuff, plus other creators for feedback, maybe collaboration.
Inspiration too, potentially.
You know, yeah, that offers a ton of value potentially. You know, chances for partnerships you wouldn't expect, or yeah, just getting practical advice. It definitely feels like it's aiming beyond just the transaction.
Mm-hmm.
More towards building actual relationships.
Yeah.
With buyers and with fellow artists.
Right.
So I guess pulling it all together, the main promise here, the big headline from the source, is that Artskeeper is meant to be an effortless way to turn your passion into income.
The dream scenario for many.
Absolutely. For any creator, that probably sounds like, you know, hitting the jackpot. It tackles that age-old struggle, balancing the art you love with actually making a living. It's a compelling pitch, no doubt.
For sure.
And for anyone listening who's intrigued, the next step they mention is clear. Visit artkeeper.org to read the seller guide and sign up today. Okay, so let's step back a bit. Bigger picture thinking. What does a platform like this, Artskeeper, promising free and effortless income from passion, what does that suggest for the whole independent creative scene? Does making it that easy, that accessible, does that truly level the playing field? Or does it maybe create its own problems, like market saturation, maybe, making it even harder to stand out?
That's absolutely the million-dollar question, isn't it? Because, yeah, accessibility is great, but any platform that lowers the barrier to entry eventually faces that saturation challenge,
right,
which kind of ironically can make it harder for individuals to get noticed unless a platform has really good curation or, yeah, you know, unique ways to discover work.
True.
That said, I do think these kinds of community-focused marketplaces might actually start to redefine what being a working artist or author means today.
How so?
Well, maybe moving beyond just selling things.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe fostering new ways for patrons to support artists directly or sparking new kinds of collaborations online. Really empowering the creation part itself. The real test, though, it's always going to be if they can keep that authentic community vibe as they get bigger.
Yeah, scaling is always tricky for communities.
Always the challenge. So here's something for you listening to think about. How do you think a platform like Artskeeper could fundamentally change the way artists and authors connect with their audience and build their careers in this digital age?